All right, Nathan Ramsey, Malcolm Stewart, and RJ. First, RJ, dude, I don't know what happened early on, but he was ripping from the back. Just a shitty start?
Yeah, I think he just got pinched on the start. You know, the guys kind of swallowed him up. He was buried. I think he came across the finish line, I believe, in around 14th on the first lap. So he probably made some moves on, you know, maybe 16th, somewhere around there. Off the start, and yeah, he rode really, really good. I think once he got into fourth, he kind of lost a little bit of his rhythm, which obviously I'm sure a lot of people say that.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably tired or whatever, too, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely mentally and physically, that's that type of track, you know. But he rode good all day. I think he's comfortable. I think, you know, he had a bit of a spill there in one of the – in that final
– few spills.
Yeah, but a bigger one you know – I mean, it's part of it. It's unfortunate that he had that happen. And but ultimately, and you know, he executed a pretty good day. You just can't give those guys a head start and, you know, expect to win. And
I think for as bad as he was, that's a good ride and a good salvage of points, right? He did make up points on Max, so that's the positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got to look at the big picture. And, you know, he's chipping away, getting better and better each week. So we got a weekend off coming up, and we did make up a little bit as far as the lead. Lost a little bit to Vial and
Is Vial in the points lead now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't see that.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of racing left. Anything can happen. So he's just got to get on point like he was last weekend and kind of get those starts and put himself in a good position to take advantage.
Unfortunately, Malcolm's highlight was – everything but the main event, the qualifying speed, the heat race, just and then looked like he almost had a tale of two main events. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of slow and all of a sudden good, and then back to I don't know. Like the main event was a little weird for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's the thing with Malcolm. I mean, he's very capable. We've seen it. We all seen it. Unfortunately, he didn't put everything together at the right moment. But he is riding super, super good. He's comfortable. It feels like it's coming easy for him. And in the main event, I think he didn't get off to a good start, and he got into some pretty hectic battles that were really kind of sketchy, especially with a track like this. And he kind of tightened up.
Kenny was in there. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, so he tightened up a little bit, and just, you know, for it to be so close, I think if he would have rode the way he can, he would have easily, even from a bad start, I think he would have been on the podium.
Is it still a bit of a positive to have him qualifying well and be the factor in the heat? Like, is that still, does it even matter to you? Or hey, whatever you're in the main event?
It all matters, for sure. I mean, it all sets the tempo. We just got to drag that into the main event. So far this year, I think, you know, he's ridden well in main events, but one where he put it together and show what he's capable of doing if everything comes together for him. So obviously the main event's the most important, but I think all of them are little steps in the right direction. Right. You know, that's heat race last weekend, heat race this weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of where I'm thinking, like chip away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're definitely right on that. I think that he's moving in the right direction, and if we can just get that to just follow into the main event and more often. You know, he's doing really good. He's just missing just a tiny bit in that main event. Like you said, he kind of, the beginning of it, he wasn't quite making the moves like he normally does. Yeah. And then he started put a charge on, and then I think he just went kind of flat.
Yeah, that's tight. The part where I was like, oh, here he comes, and then look away for a lap or two. And I'm like, oh, he hasn't, his progress has stopped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Couple bobbles, and then it's just kind of like the guys get too far. And then, he left some on the table for sure.
Track was brutal, man. Track was gnarly. I'm sure you're glad you didn't race tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we knew it. You know, coming here, it's going to be really ruddy and challenging and technical, and it's going to be physically and mentally demanding. Everyone knows it. It's no secret. Yeah. And we tried to preach that all day. And he did really well with the track. I mean, both him and RJ did well with the track, even when it was really, really bad, which is always a good sign for the main event, but you still got to put yourself in that position. You know, you get a start up front and things are different. Maybe you stay a little looser and you don't have to fight so hard for every position. You can let it come to you. But when you're in the back, man, you got to force everything.
How's the bikes? What are you working on? Who's happy? Who needs more work? How's the 250, 450? How's that going?
Yeah, bikes are good. I mean, I think that we're in a really good sweet spot where we're not making a bunch of changes. Yep. And both the guys are just wanting to basically leave it alone. Yep. Click here, click there, sag here, sag there, depending on the conditions. And this was the first really tacky, ruddy one. So for us not to have to change a lot today, I think was a good sign that we're in a good spot. I think the sweet spot's gotten bigger this year for sure, of the rideability, and that's kind of what we're looking for. Is these guys, you know, you're never going to have a perfect situation or a perfect bike, but if you learn it and you learn the good and the bad, it's better than switching
and
it up every time.
You almost can be like, hey, this is the type of track we need to go two turns on spring or whatever.
Exactly, exactly.
First time I talked to you this year. So question, how much do you have with the 51 bike team, anything like that? Like, how much are you checking in, or like, are you kind of, it's over there?
No, absolutely. Okay. We definitely care about the whole, you know, gas side of things. Yeah, I mean, it's the same crew basically, plus one or two new guys, and we work together really, really well. It's a little bit different because we are on two brands, but at the end of the day, we all work together. We're rowing in the same direction, and
but you're not really answering my question. Yeah. I'm bugging you, but if Barcia makes a change, are you aware of what they're doing?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. During the day.
Yeah. I mean, under our, you know, under the roof of the KTM building, we all know what's going on with everybody, and we pay attention. And like I said, we've been in a good spot, so we haven't had to make a ton of changes. I think we were behind the eight ball a little bit with RJ coming in, just for obvious reasons. You know, he wasn't quite up to speed, so we're kind of catering to that. And then, but yeah, I mean, we're very aware of what's going on, you know, from here to Europe, really.
I wasn't quite understood. I didn't know how that part worked. Obviously with them I do, but
No, for sure. I mean, we get the calls from Baker's Factory on both guys and or all three guys, and definitely care if someone, you know, comes up with something that's better. We all know and we share it, and it's open, you know. There's no walls up within the company, and it feels good. It's nice. I think we all communicate well, and we're all just trying to be better every weekend, you know.
Well, listen, Tampa was the highlight of my year. It was awesome. I was really happy for you, happy for Malcolm. It was super cool. So we always got Tampa, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really, really special moment for all of us. And I think, as you said, you loved it too. The industry was just happy for him. I mean, Malcolm's such a great person. It's so great to be around, for him to put it together. And, I'm still happy every time I think about it. And so is he. And it's there. We just got to brush it off and get it in that main event, like you mentioned earlier. And put it together like every main event. And then we'll claw away at these points, and we'll just dig ourselves, you know, as far forward as we can.
Cool. Thanks, Nate.
Yep. No problem.